Sean Barrett as Tom, Anna Cropper as Jill, and Frances Jeter as Jenny in The Barney Sugar Lollipop by J.C. W. Brooke.
All right. Pat a cake, baker's man. Bake me a cake as fast as you can.
Pat it and make it.
And mark it with B and put it in the oven for baby and me.
Play pat a cake with me, Daddy.
No, thanks.
Put another log on the fire. It's getting bitter out.
Right.
Have you finished Henderson's accounts, darling?
Yeah. What a mess. A man can run a business the size of his with a system like that's beyond me.
You'll save him money?
I'll say.
The father will be pleased.
Yes, I expect he will be.
Just one game, Daddy.
Do I have to?
Yes, come on.
No, it's time for bed.
Oh, I don't mind.
It's past your bedtime already.
Oh,
you are getting a big girl. Yeah. Now say goodnight to Daddy.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, darling.
Up we go to Bedfordshire.
Up we go. Up we go.
I
will just have to wait and see,
Richard. Yes, all right, I'll get it.
Hello, Tom.
My God, Jenny. Jenny Clarendon.
Hi, I'm Jenny, Jenny Clarendon.
Yes, I'm...
Tom Green.
Yes.
And you're here to fix up hitching to Bristol.
Liz Dan told me you were looking for someone.
As indeed I am. Are you offering your services?
Yes.
Super duper, as they say. Well, you better come in.
Thanks.
You have to excuse the mess. I'm not the tidiest of people. Would you like some coffee?
Oh, yes. Thanks.
I was just passing. Highly convenient and... Well, here I am.
Yes.
Can I come in? Tom, I'm very cold. I've walked miles from the station.
Yes, yes, of course.
Thanks.
How did you know where I...
I knew you'd still be with the same company. The man, I told myself, doesn't leave his father-in-law's firm just because... I phoned them. And... Well, here I am.
Yeah, through here.
Thanks.
Who is it, darling?
No one, darling.
The ever watchful Jill. I waited outside till I saw her go up.
Sit down. Get yourself warm.
It's a nice room. It's a nice house. You've gone up in the world. Quite the man of substance now, aren't we? Log fire, leather armchairs, little porcelain figures and on the mantelpiece.
They belong to Jill's grandmother.
Yes. And, how is Jill?
Oh, much the same as ever.
Oh, you surprise me.
Oh, look, can I get you a drink?
Indeed you can, kind sir. Whiskey, if you have it.
Of course, sir. Soda?
No, thanks. Never dilute a good thing, Tom. Doesn't work. Well, I always said you'd end up like this, a pillar of the establishment.
Hardly. Here.
Ta, cheers. Oh, sit down. How can I relax with you standing over me like that?
Sorry. Jenny, what are you doing here?
I told you I was passing and just happened to be in the area. Feeling a bit cold and generally down, I thought I'd drop in and see how the world's treating you, as they say. I know I'm always welcome.
Tom, who is it?
Hello, Jill.
Jenny.
Yes, in the flesh. I just thought I'd call. Bad pennies have a habit of turning up, you know.
Yes, she was just passing and thought...
Yes, Tom, I'm sure it was just a coincidence.
Quite a coincidence. I met an old girlfriend of mine today.
Huh?
Paddington, of all dark places. We had a drink. I was waiting for my train and she just arrived. Jenny Clarendon. I think I've mentioned her. From college.
Oh, yes.
She's married now. Lives over towards Bath. I thought we might invite them round sometime.
Why not?
I've got her number. I'll give her a ring, fix something up. Next week?
Fine.
I thought we might do them a meal.
Yes, all right.
Good. Hey, look, can I finish those peas?
It's good to see you after all this time. How are you keeping?
Oh, I'm okay. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Jenny was just in the area and dropped in.
I can't stay long. I'm just a bird of passage, as they say.
I see Tom's giving you a drink. Good. Are you hungry?
Well,
you'll find some soup in the kitchen, Tom, and there's some chicken left over. Make a sandwich, would you?
Yes, of course.
If you'll excuse me, I have to bath Claire. I'll see you later, Jenny.
Yes, I expect so. This girl thinks she is hated.
Of course not.
You're very sweet, Tom, but you've got no insight.
She doesn't hate you. That was all years ago.
Oh, yes, years ago, years ago. Everything's always years ago. Time heals, like hell.
She's hardly talked about it. She's not bitter.
Oh, Tom, pull the other one. He's got bells on, remember? Claire must be your daughter.
Yes. She's four.
That's nice for you.
I'll see about the food.
No, stay. I want to look at you. It's been years.
Well, here I am.
Mr. Tom Green, the family man. Standing in the midst of his possessions. His wife and daughter upstairs, his two-car garage, his substantial position in the firm. My dinosaur has become civilized. But then, you were never really anything else.
No, I don't think I ever was.
Oh.
Bad luck.
Oh, here's another one. What odds?
Evens he doesn't.
You're on. Wave an educated thumb, Mr. Green.
I'm waving. That's 1 and 6, you owe me.
1 and 5, if you don't mind.
Oh, cool. She's been keeping tabs.
No flies on this girl.
I love the country. It's so quiet.
Not a car to be heard, not a lift to be had.
Yes. Liz said you were prosaic.
Huh?
A prosaic dinosaur.
A what?
A dinosaur, a breed of rather large, lumbering reptiles, now extinct.
I do know what a dinosaur is.
Ah, she was speaking metaphorically.
Really? I'd never have guessed.
An old-fashioned type, that's you. Short hair, studious-looking, reading accountancy, wants to be rich and successful.
Don't we all? Anything else?
Oh, she also said you were reliable and kind. Not likely to be so consumed with passion you'd rake me on the roadside. What did she say about me?
Oh, what makes you think she said anything?
Liz never says nothing about people. Oh, come on, what did she say?
Well, she said you were vulnerable.
Oh, and?
Not exactly one of the world's copers.
Oh, and?
Someone I should take under my wing and protect from the vagaries of mankind.
Oh, she don't mince words, do she?
No.
You know what she wants, don't you?
Who?
Oh, don't be obtuse. Little scheming, good-hearted Liz. She wants you and I to become one, as they say. To wander around campus with our arms around each other. To be referred to in duplicate as Jenny and Tom, or Tom and Jenny. It's lucky I'm not called Jerry.
Yeah.
Personally, I think it's a good idea. I've studied you, Mr. Green, seen you around, and not to put too fine a point on it. I like what I see.
Well, now, who's not mincing words?
Me. So tell me, do you like what you see? You're not used to this, are you?
No, I'm a conventional type.
You're more used to running after the girls rather than vice versa.
Yes, I've had one or two affairs.
Chris Palmer, Leslie Morgan, to name but a few.
You have done your homework, haven't you?
Yes.
It takes time for me to know people, come to respect them.
Heavens, I've never been turned down so quick.
I'm not turning you down.
Aren't you? Well, let me tell you about myself. Liz was right, I am vulnerable. I'm not one of the world's copers. I do need protection from the vagaries of mankind. And from myself. I get easily depressed. I'm not too stable. Rather moody and lonely. Say no more.
There's a car.
Oh, double or quickly, Dad.
You're on.
Oh, well, Claire, come on, let's see how far he's going.
No, darling, I'm not in the mood.
This little piggy went to market. This little piggy...
No! Lean forward so I can do your back. Oh. That's right.
Who was that at the door?
Oh, no one.
They came in. I heard them.
Just an old friend of Daddy's, that's all. Someone we haven't seen for a long, long time.
So I asked Reese what they'd do if they were me. Well, you know, what they'd do if they were stuck up in front of them with a period of 40 minutes labelled maths to get through. I tried to get across to them that if they were me, they might just have some sense of responsibility. That in a period labelled maths, they wouldn't feel constrained to go outside and kick a football around. Mm. And you know what they said?
Do tell us. We're vastly interested.
They said they'd thrash anyone who didn't do what they were told. You see, I tell you, kids today need discipline. A firm hand. Someone they can look up to and respect. And that's what I give them. They know where they are with me. Once they enter my classroom, they know who's boss.
John is a martinet, in school and out. He orders me around the house by numbers. One, put my egg on to boil. Two, invert egg timer. Three, we have 4 minutes. You make the tea while I do my press-ups. Very athletic is John, with press-ups. 10 every morning is regular as clockwork. It's like living with a robot,
Jenny,
a man of steel.
You're getting drunk.
Oh, a condescending robot. Doesn't allow me to have a mind of my own, would you believe, although I have a degree and he a mere diploma. He also rations the drink. One sherry per wife, per evening, at precisely 6
o'clock. Look, I'm sorry about this.
Oh, yes, I know. It's extraordinarily bad manners of me to hint that everything in our marital garden ain't lovely. Oh, this girl isn't playing the game. She's breaking the rules. Oh, tut, 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 tut. What a social slob she is.
Jenny, shut it.
Hardly fit to be taken out.
Jenny, I said shut it. Do you play golf at all, Tom?
Oh, and that's another thing. Golf. Oh. Every Sunday morning, regardless of the weather, off at 8:30, leaves little wifey on her own some, but expects when he gets back at precisely 1:45 after precisely 2 drinks at the bar to be fed roast beef, veg and spuds.
Jenny.
Everything ordered, predictable, dull, boring. Everything.
I think it's about time for coffee, isn't it?
Yeah.
You'd like to go through.
Yes, of course. Do you want to have?
No, thanks. It's all ready.
Right. Through here, John.
Oh, thanks. You coming, darling?
Darling! Oh, the niceties of social intercourse. Yes, dear. I'll join you in a minute.
Right. We have a football every Sunday. We only play for 10 p.m. corner.
Where did you join us?
Do you need any help?
No, it's okay, thanks.
Sig?
No, thanks, I don't.
Oh, yeah, of course. Funny, isn't it? I took up smoking on our honeymoon. You too can have a cough like mine. Irritates him no end. Sorry. I'm not very good at evenings like this. I try to be witty and it turns vindictive. Poor old John always gets it. Right in the eye.
Don't worry.
You're nice. Just what Tom always needed. Someone organized. He says he works for your father.
Yes, that's right.
Lucky Tom, the heir apparent. You love him, don't you?
Of course I do.
Makes 2 of us. Oh, it's all right. I'm no composition. I just felt like being open. Honest. Why not? I now have to lie in my selected bed, don't I? I should be a good little guest from now on. I should let my boring, pompous husband tell his boring, pompous stories, which I've heard 80 million times before, and smile dutifully when he cracks his boring jokes. I'm only sorry to have inflicted him on you.
That's all right. There. All done.
Good. Once more, to coin a cliché, unto the breach.
Come on, let's go through.
It's funny seeing you sitting there.
I'm sure it is.
But why didn't you take off your coat?
No. No, not yet.
Jen, what's wrong?
What makes you think something's wrong?
Well, you...
After all, can't this girl simply drop in on an old lover when the mood takes her?
Did you see anything of John?
No. He's married again, I understand. A nice little wife, doesn't complain. Doesn't object to how boring he is and doesn't mind his bloody golf.
Jenny, what is wrong? Can I help?
Would you if you could?
I'll help in any way I can.
As long as it doesn't disturb your home life, of course. I frightened myself this morning.
How?
I cut my wrist on purpose. Look. That's why I kept this coat on. It hides the bandage. I used the razor blade from the razor I used for shaving my legs with, when I can be bothered to shave them, that is. I held my wrist over the sink and watched the blood pulsing out. It's oddly hypnotic, red against white.
Oh, are you bleeding now? Is it all right?
Yes, it's fine. Oh, Christ, Tom. I feel so old. Hold me. She won't come in. Oh, for God's sake, I just want a shoulder to cry on.
Thanks for the lift.
Yes, thanks.
Anytime. Good luck.
Yes. All the way from that little patch of countryside to here. Did he really? We couldn't go on with our chat.
Look, which way do you go now?
I'll catch a bus. It's only a couple of miles. You?
Yes, I'll do the same. Have you anything planned?
No.
Well,
nothing.
I thought we might meet.
Yes. All right. Well, tell me where and when.
I don't mind.
Here?
All right, why not?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Good. Will you have transport?
I suppose I could borrow Dad's car. It's an old banger.
Fine, I'll be here at 2 o'clock. We'll go into the country.
All right.
2 o'clock. Here.
Yeah.
You won't let me down, will you?
No, I won't.
Fine. Right then. See you.
See you.
Why does it go round in a circle?
Hmm?
The water. It goes round and round.
Oh, yes.
Why?
Oh, I can't be bothered to explain. Now, hold still while I try you. Oh, stand still, darling, please. Hold still, I said. I'm sorry. Mummy's just a little upset, that's all.
What about?
Oh, nothing. Nothing. Nothing at all.
God, I'm dead beat. I've forgotten how strenuous entertaining could be.
Won't be long.
I don't know why you wear that stuff anyway. You don't need it.
I like to look my best. She's not so attractive as you led me to expect.
Oh, isn't she?
No, not physically.
No charms in her character. Did you like her?
Yes, I did. She's not happy, is she?
No, I don't think she is.
I felt really sorry for her, and that husband of hers...
He was a bit much, wasn't he? Thoroughly worthy type, I suppose. I don't know. Totally unsuitable for her.
Yes. She needs someone who indulged her, I think. She still loves you, you know.
Oh.
She told me.
What, just like that?
Mm. I'm not jealous. Just feel sorry for her. She's so vulnerable.
You know, Jill, you really surprise me.
Why?
Well, I nearly married her.
So? You are funny, darling. To hear you talk, anyone would think women couldn't be mature about such things. It's a bit of a compliment to me, really. Makes me think I picked the right man.
Well, thanks.
There, all done. Unzip me, please.
Sure.
I think I might invite her over sometime during the day. We could have a heart-to-heart.
Good idea. As long as you don't expect me to reciprocate with him.
No, but then he doesn't need it.
I'm glad you like her. She means a lot to me.
So I know she does.
We were very close, as they say. Very close.
Come on, Mr. Green, keep up!
I'm trying.
Oh, I want to get away from everything. We'll just go to the top of the hill.
Yeah, find a motorway on the other side. Would you be willing to settle for the distant hum of a tractor?
All right, you've made your point. We'll stop here.
Hooray.
Right.
Oh. I bet we've elected to sit on the only ant's nest for miles.
Who cares? They wouldn't dare interfere on a day like this.
Well, you don't know ants.
Here, pass me my bag.
Sure.
Now, I trust you like medium dry, inexpensive slonk.
Wine?
What I like about you is you're so quick on the uptake.
Voila, and glasses, and grapes.
Lovely.
Oh, this afternoon is going to be perfect. Open the bottle, Mr. Green?
Yes, sir. Did you bring...
Of course. One corkscrew.
The girl thinks of everything.
Indeed she does. It's never worth leaving things to chance.
Oh, that's a nice sound.
Mm. I know what.
Oh, you're different from yesterday.
Oh? No, that's fine. In what way?
You're more carefree.
Ah. And should I be flattered?
Well, it can be a bit intense. Cheers.
Cheers.
Mm.
You prefer me not to be intense?
No, I don't mind. Well, yesterday you were...
Forward, I think, is the word you're looking for.
Yes, I suppose it is.
What do you expect to happen this afternoon?
God, I don't know.
Do you expect to make love to me?
I haven't given it a thought.
No? Oh, you disappoint me.
Well, I did think of it, of course, but... Well.
You're a serious man. Not a love them and leave them type. I expect you to make love to me. And I know that if you do, it won't be the end of the affair. You'd better know what you're letting yourself in for. Me. I can be delightful as a companion. Fun loving. Full of jokes and little witticisms. The perfect partner. Look at me sometimes, one would think this girl has not a care in the world. There is no dark side to her nature, no nameless fears that keep her awake half the night. God, this girl's getting intense again. Sorry.
It's okay.
Oh. Heavens, I'm nervous. It's the first time I've ever propositioned anyone. I trust you don't mind.
How could I?
How could you indeed? Oh, look at the view. We are on top of the world. This rug is a magic rug flying through the air.
You're mad.
My selected consort at my side, we will fly to paradise. Don't turn me down. For God's sake, don't turn me down.
As they sit still, Mrs. Noah felt very sad. She sat in the kitchen and cried and cried.
Oh, dear, our poor little house. What will become of it? And us?
Sobbed Mrs. Noah. There she is. See, can you see her thinking of her little house?
Yes.
Soon she blew her nose and said, This won't do. I wonder if the animals need anything, and bustled downstairs. Noah? Noah, she called. Do the animals need hot water bottles?
Hot water bottles?
Don't fuss, my dear, said Mr. Noah. They're quite comfortable. See, he looks quite put out by the idea, doesn't he?
I like Mr. Noah. He wears a hat.
We need a little something before going to bed, grunted the pigs. Cocoa and biscuits, asked Mrs. Noah. Lovely, said the pigs. See, there she is, talking to the pigs.
I wish I could talk to animals.
Now, these were on the ark. They were very special.
Oh.
Everyone could talk on the ark.
Ah! Jenny? Jenny? Jenny, over here.
Jill.
Hi. Jump in. I'll take you home. You're getting soaked.
Oh, I don't mind. I like the rain. Come out and join me.
Oh, joking.
No. Wash away your tears and woe and all the rest of it. Come on. It's gorgeous.
Oh, Jenny. Oh,
come on. Forget you're an adult. Delight in being a child again.
What? Looking like this?
It hardly shows.
Oh, no.
Please. Walk in the rain with me.
Oh. I think this is crazy.
No.
Oh, yes, it is.
Oh, no, it isn't. You've just been caught up by my unique mixture of ebullience and vulnerability.
Maybe, but I'm going to get wet through.
Don't fight it. You can't be unhappy in the rain, not when it's friendly like this. We will go into the park and stomp about in puddles.
Oh, no, and you're not to splash me either. I only got these shoes last week.
Ever the practical girl, that's you. How's Tom?
Oh, he's fine. Working away. John?
Oh, as boring and as pompous as ever. Got his handicap down to 14 now, whatever that means. I haven't seen Tom for months.
You'll have to come over again in the evening, both of you.
No, best not. We're not really fit company when we're in each other's company, if you get me.
More rows?
Sullen silences interspersed with screening matches. Trouble is, we can't be bothered to make them up afterwards.
I'm sorry.
You see, I know he's not a brute. I never claimed he was a brute. He's just as unhappy as me, and I... How long now?
Hmm?
Till baby day.
3 months.
Baby day. Funny how one wraps up a giant concept with a trite label to reduce it in size.
How do you mean?
Well, it's so monumental, isn't it? Birth. Means so much. So stick a nice, simple, facile label on it. Make it comprehensible. Oh, God, I wish I was like you.
Oh.
I do. We're opposites, Jill.
Oh, not really. Not in things that count.
Don't be too sure. Oh, look, a puddle. Shall I stomp on it, says she, changing the subject. I think, says she dramatically. Think I might be leaving John.
For good?
I don't know. It's long enough to get him into perspective. Perhaps to work out why I married him in the first place. I never loved him, but he was there.
Are we friends, Jill?
Yes, of course. At school, I cut a wrist with a friend, and she did the same. We mingled our blood and burnt a feather, swore eternal comradeship. And then she wouldn't let me borrow her bike, so I hit her. Eternity was but 5 minutes.
If you want, you can come stay with us. While you sort yourself out, if you need somewhere to go.
Thanks.
Really, you can.
I know. I know you mean it, but I... Well, I don't know if I could cope with both of you. It's okay at the moment. We only meet once or twice a week, and it's all girls together, but
Tom's still very fond of you.
I'm a destroyer, Jill. Things I touch, they disintegrate. There's a dark angel within me.
Don't be silly.
There is. She makes me say things I don't mean. Makes me believe things I don't want to believe.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, happiness, I think. Needing things and knowing you'll never get them. Watching with envy as other people just sort of collect them up as if by right. Trying not to hate because life shouldn't be so complex, so difficult to manage. Wondering why the hell you can't be like other people. Always watching yourself doing things, always being apprehensive about what you're going to do next. The world's too precarious for people like me. It's random. Motiveless. To me, every day is an epic to be survived through. The nights aren't much better either. Do you understand, Jill?
No, I'm sorry, I don't. Life to me is simple.
That's why I'd like to be like you. To me, life is something you fight.
I'm getting absolutely soaked through.
So am I.
Honestly, anyone looking at us would think we were dumb.
And they could be right. Come on, let's go back.
Hmm? Claire's asleep.
Good. Look, how can you tell when this suit's ready?
Only he's heating up. Oh, here, let me.
Thanks. Is Jenny all right?
I didn't look to see.
Well, I think you should. She cut her wrist this morning.
Badly?
She wouldn't let me see, but I think so, yes. It's not bleeding now, though.
Did she cut herself on purpose?
Yeah. I'm not sure what it was, a cry for help or a serious attempted suicide. She hasn't said why she's here.
With a cut wrist, she wouldn't need to.
Oh, here. Take this into her. Mm. I'll bring the sandwiches in a moment.
Of course. Jill, you don't mind her being here, do you?
No, of course not. Why should I? But go on, take that in. She needs something warm inside her.
You sure?
Just take that in, Tom.
Okay. Just as you say.
Come in.
Hi, I'm handsome.
Hi.
What's doing?
Trying to write an essay.
Yeah, I have better ideas of how to spend the afternoon.
Have you indeed?
Indeed I have, Mr. Green. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, what a nice bouncy bed.
Look, Jen, I've got to do this.
And I wonder what I could possibly have in this bag. Well, I never want a bottle of medium dry inexpensive plonk.
Jen.
have a grain.
You're impossible.
A little bit of light refreshment. Never did no one no harm. Oh, what a beautiful sound. Here you are, my lover, my beautiful dinosaurus. Get your gob round that, as they say.
Tough.
You can write a boring old essay any time, but you can't always make love to a beautiful and willing girl. Cheers.
Cheers.
That's nice. First, I shall lock the door. And now, draw the curtains. And now, with elegant, abandoned sensuousness, remove a shoe. And now, the other one. But I must admit to being rather embarrassed at completing my strip with you looking at me like that.
I was just thinking, I love you.
How the mighty fallen. 2 weeks and the man tells me he loves me after saying it takes him time.
You give me joy, Jenny.
Good. And it might just interest you to know that you do the same for me.
Don't know why.
Nor do I. Maybe it's because you appreciate me. I need an audience. You are being honest, aren't you? I mean, if you don't, there's no need to say you do. I mean, I am available anyway. And I thinks this girl is gabbling. She must be nervous.
Do you love me?
What makes you think I don't?
You've never said.
Oh, he's been listening out for it. I must guard my tongue. Of course I do.
Really?
You don't think I throw myself at just any old dinosaur, do you? Tom, let's not get intense. Things can get rather complicated if you do.
I don't see why.
We must keep things simple, idyllic, fun. The future mustn't... doesn't exist. Come and join me. We will feed each other grapes and drink wine and touch each other and make love.
You know, if I didn't know you better, I'd say you were Randy.
When you know me better, you'll realize I am. Peel me a grape, big boy.
Jenny? Jenny, I've got you some soup. Jenny? Jill! Jill! Jill!
What's wrong?
She's taken off the bandage. Christ, blood everywhere.
Let me see.
She must have, just after I left, she must have taken it off. It's only been about 5 minutes. God!
Tom, shut up.
God!
Shut up. We need padding and a fresh bandage. Go to the bathroom, the medicine cupboard. Bottom shelf on the left. Cotton wool, lint and bandages.
The blood, women...
Go and get the bandages, Tom. It's an arterial cut. Very nasty. I'll call Andrew. We'll clean up later. But go on, Tom.
Yeah. Sorry.
That should hold it. Now, Andrew. Andrew. Damn you, Jenny. Damn you to hell!
Hello, Jill. I've taken you at your word.
Oh, come on in.
Thanks.
Leave your case here.
Thanks. I didn't have the nerve to phone. I've been walking up and down outside, screwing up my courage. Only be for a few days.
Oh, stay as long as you like. Have you eaten?
No.
Good. I'm just making supper.
I'm not all that hungry, thanks.
Is Tom here?
No, he won't be in for another half an hour or so.
No, a man works late.
He's got a meeting. Sit down. Do you want coffee or anything?
No, thanks.
Can I help?
It's okay.
Do you want to talk about it?
Don't know. I left him a note. One of those little hurt wife notes propped against the mantelpiece. Funny thing, nothing really brought it on. No great row or anything.
In fact, it's been quite peaceful for the last couple of days, if you ignore the fact that we've been ignoring each other.
Oh?
Over anything in particular?
No. Just seemed easier. Lull in the storm.
They'll be glad I've gone.
I told Tom that you'd probably end up here.
And what did you say?
Oh, you know Tom.
Yeah, I think so.
Don't know. Oh, Jill, I'm so frightened.
What of? There you are, a great big balloon peeling spuds, and all I can do is sit here and say I'm frightened. Oh, God, this girl's useless.
You should let me help. You'll get a varicose vein.
No, Tom does the washing up and I rested this afternoon. It's...
What's it really like?
Hmm?
Being pregnant.
It's very inconvenient.
No, really.
Oh, it's nice. Oh, I know that's a weak word.
Does he give you joy?
Yes, well, not so much at the moment, but later on. We plan to have two.
How very organized.
I'm quite looking forward to it.
Motherhood, lucky you. I'm barren, you know.
Yes, I know.
They laid me out and cut me up at the beautiful virgin age of 15. They did it to save my life, they said. They left me with enough equipment to enjoy sex, but what's the use of an orgasm on its own? A very sterile way of passing the time. Some of my worst dreams are about surgeons and knives.
Do you mind, Jenny? I find it rather upsetting.
Sorry.
Normally, I wouldn't mind.
Yes, yes, yes. This girl has a habit of putting her foot in her mouth.
Look, I know it's not really any of my business, but...
Go on.
Well, you and John, have you... Or have you thought of adopting?
Adopting? Oh, chill, you just don't understand, do you? We've got cracks in our marriage so large it would take more than a child to paper them over. He thinks I'm a lazy slut. I think he's stupid. He looks at me and feels irritated. The mere presence of me in his house, his life, drives him to distraction. Poor John. And I look at him and feel dead, cut off. I don't know if women can be castrated, but him and the doctors between them have done a bloody good job.
You've left him for good?
I left him for good when I married him.
Oh, quite a little bomb, though, by yours truly. Paradoxical statements rolling off the tongue.
Am I making sense?
Now and then.
I usually make sense to me, but not always to other people. Why have you taken me under your wing, Jill?
I wasn't aware that
Oh, yes, you are, and you do. Protection from the vagaries of marriage. Do you feel superior to me?
What a question. Of course not.
I think you do. I think that's why I'm here. I'm a contrast. Poor Jenny with nothing to offer but her vulnerability. A nice little mirror to see your own efficiency in. I don't have the head of an accountancy firm for a father. I can't organize my life. I can't give birth. I can't build. I can't...
You're not being very kind.
No, I'm sorry. Look, I'd better go.
What?
I can't stay here.
Oh, don't be silly.
It's wrong. Your nice house, your good life. I don't belong. I'll ruin
things. Oh, Jenny, sit down.
You don't want me here a month before your baby.
Of course I want you here. You really? Yes. Now sit down and don't worry. You can stay as long as you like.
Yes.
Is she all right, Andrew?
Oh, yes, yes, I think so. You did a good job on the bandage.
Oh, that was due from when she was a nurse.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, the cuts are nasty and left unattended. Well, it could have been very serious.
Why doesn't she wake up?
You said you gave her some whiskey, Tom.
Yes, a couple. Large ones.
Is she taking any drugs, do you know?
No, I don't. She didn't say.
Had she eaten?
We were fixing her something when it happened.
Ah, yes, I see.
Is she going to be all right?
Oh, yes, I think so. You did right to give me a ring, though. She's lost some blood, but not much. She's undernourished... Probably exhausted and now drunk.
What, from just a couple of...
Had she been drinking during the day?
Oh, I don't know. But I can imagine it's likely.
Well, she's not in a coma or anything like that, but she's got enough on board to make her sleep very heavily. Well, she'd probably wake up or half wake up if we stood her up and walked her around, but I don't think...
Surely it's more than that.
No, I don't think so. The cuts were self-inflicted, you say?
Yes, this morning. And she removed the bandage when I was in the kitchen.
Yes, it must have been very upsetting for you. Look, what she needs now is sleep and nourishment. Her loss of blood is not sufficient to warrant a transfusion. If she bled for 20, 30 minutes more, it could well have been a different matter, but she didn't, so we needn't worry. I can't see any evidence of a drug-alcohol reaction. I don't think medical treatment is necessary apart from regular changes of the dressing and tetanus injections. Well, normally I'd get her to hospital, but we are, as ever, pretty busy. She'll be just as well off here, Jill. We keep that dressing tight.
Yes, of course.
Will she be here tomorrow?
Yes, she'll be here tomorrow.
I'll run her down to outpatients and I'll have another look at her. I'm on duty then. I don't think I'll have to do much. Put her to bed, let her sleep it out. She'll feel rotten tomorrow, but insist she eats. And that's all.
Yeah, I thought... I thought she was dying.
Not now, and not for a good few years yet, I shouldn't think. Physically, there's nothing much to worry about.
Can't she be moved?
Oh, yes, straight to the nearest bed. That's the best place. So, now I'll...
Oh, yes, yes. Thanks for coming round.
All part of the service.
I'll see you out.
It's all right. I don't think I'll get lost. Good night.
Yeah, good night.
Thanks.
Anytime. Bye.
Bye.
God. What a thing to happen.
Yes.
Is the bed in the spare room made up?
No, but it won't take long.
Good.
You still love her, don't you, Tom?
No. How could I?
In the brightness of our youth, we reach and touch and try to understand how it can be that all can fade out and die.
Hmm?
Guess who wrote that?
I have no idea.
It is an original, Jenny Clarendon.
Oh? I'm most impressed.
So you should be, you illiterate yobbo.
I think in the future, when I look back on this time, I'll think of it as endless, sunlit day.
Ah, man basks in my company.
That's a very good way of putting it. What about you? What do you remember?
I don't think of the future. It scares me.
Oh?
Imponderables always do. Do you think you'll ever get married?
I expect so. It's the conventional thing to do, and as you've pointed out many times, I'm the most conventional of people. Why, interested are you?
Mr. Green, I am far too young and innocent to contemplate marriage. Why? What would I do with 2.8 kids and a mortgage?
Oh, I don't know. Not too worried about kids.
You're not?
No, not really. They get under your feet the whole time, don't they? They need constant changing. Kids should be born when they're about 7, I reckon.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Serious?
Hmm. I'm not saying I won't have any, but I don't know. I think what I'd like is a wife who'd sort of produce kids in the due course of time, if you see what I mean. I don't fancy much the idea of it all being planned, making little rings on the calendar on best conception nights, that sort of thing. You know, I can more easily see myself coming home one afternoon and there's the wife saying, I've something to tell you, and sitting me down and saying obscure things about eating for two and the patter of little feet and me being all thick at first and not understanding and then leaping up and fetching her cups of tea and being very solicitous. My imagination's very limited, I'm afraid. Very conventional.
You'd make a good father.
Yes, I rather think I would.
I suddenly got very bored with this.
Oh? What did I say?
Nothing, I just... You know me, the girl of instant impulse, always looking for fresh fields and pastures new.
Right. Where shall we go then?
No, it's okay, you stay here.
I'm nearly finished anyway.
I'd prefer it if you didn't.
But...
No! Sorry, Tom, I just... want to be alone. Noble stiff upper lips are not my forte.
What on earth do you mean by that?
Oh, nothing. It's just a little witticism that fell by the wayside.
Oh. Okay. See you at tea?
Hmm, sure. Tom?
Yeah?
Love you.
Love you.
See you later.
See you. It's all right, Jen. It's all right. We're just putting you to bed. Should we take the things off? Her shoes are muddy.
I'll do them.
God, she looks so small. Pathetic. I wonder what she's been through. Must have been something pretty bad.
Now, help me sit her up. We must get this jersey off.
Oh, of course. Careful with her arm.
I've been careful.
Sorry. What about the rest of the clothes?
Well, leave them on. Help keep her warm.
But...
Well, we'll leave them on, I said. She'll be all right. She's quite safe. It's all right, Jenny. We've put you to bed. Now, you go to sleep now. Come on. Let's go down. Can't do anything more for her. Not now.
What about these? Leave them. We'll do them later. Suits me. Washing up at 8:30, I am turning over a new leaf. At home, I never got up much before 10.
There's no need to get up early here.
Oh, you'd soon get fed up with me if I didn't. Or would you prefer me not to join you at breakfast?
No, it's all right.
I mean, if it's awkward or anything, I...
No, it's not awkward at all.
Well, this girl was thinking she might be a gooseberry.
No. What are you thinking of doing today?
Oh, the usual thing.
survive through it. Why, are you anything planned?
I thought I might go into town and do some shopping, visit my mother.
Oh, that's nice. Do you want to come along?
No, thanks.
Oh, you'd be very welcome.
No, thanks. I'll stay here. That's all right?
Of course. You'll be all right on your own?
I can manage. I am adult.
Tom and I were wondering if you'd like to be a godmother to him when he comes.
Me?
Why not?
Well, I don't believe in God.
I'm not sure that we do either. It's just a
formality, yeah.
We thought that you might like to, that's all.
In what way?
Oh, you know.
You want to give me a bit of your cake, a share in your happiness, a little indefinable part of your child.
If you don't want to, then...
No, I think the idea is charming. Very kind of you, thank you. All crumbs, gratefully accepted. Stop asking questions. Sorry, I've got out of the habit of accepting concern and coming from you. I've run out of matches. Have you got any matches?
Here.
Tom. You do know what I mean?
Perhaps.
I'm sick with envy. I can feel it going rancid inside me. I can't cope with it, Jill. The pressure inside, seeing you all day. Watching you move with your swollen belly, carrying Tom's child. It gets bad, Jill. Very, very bad. Sometimes I have to sit huddled with my arms, hugging my legs, biting my lips, keeping it in. There's so much ice-cold hate inside, so much for you.
I can't believe
it. Oh, no, of course not. This girl's talking about emotions, isn't she? Uncontrolled emotions, something she doesn't want inside her. You're so lucky, Jill, to be able to turn yourself off, to be able to organize your feelings.
Look, you could if you really wanted to.
Do you really believe that?
Yes. I think if you want something badly enough, you can change to get it. Pull yourself together, Jenny. You can if you really want to.
I can't. You can. I can't. To me, everything's too immediate. Everything touches me too closely. Impressions don't slide off me. Everything cuts or hurts. I've no skin of indifference.
Then build one.
I can't. I've tried, but I can't. Oh, God, why are we talking? We're making no sense to each other. You're as far from me as John ever was. Listen, Jill, there's no emotional switch in my mind. I don't have your lukewarm regard that turns off once things get too intense. I ride a roller coaster, Jill, highs to lows, intensity to intensity, and there's nothing I can do about it. I can't get off.
I'm sorry to say this, Jenny, but someone should. I think you ride your roller coaster because you enjoy it.
Oh, God.
If you didn't, you wouldn't be on it. It's a form of ego trip, Jenny. You say you're thin-skinned, but you use emotions instead. While you're so concerned about your feelings, your emotions, you don't have to face up to the realities of life.
Face up to realities? I feel realities. Everything you're saying now is going straight through me, into me.
I'm doing it for your own good.
Oh, Christ, how many times have I heard that before? Is that how you got Tom? He must have been fascinated by your casual indifference. He probably married you out of pity.
Oh, Jesus, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. It's not true. I didn't mean it.
You've got everything I always wanted. Everything.
What do you want me to do, Jenny? What do you want me to say?
I don't know.
I want to help.
Well, stop being you. Feel for
me. I do feel for
you. No, you don't. You don't suffer with me. There's no love.
You better tell me to go, Jill, before things get worse.
Where would you go? I don't know. Somewhere where there's less tension.
I think you're right. You'd better go. It's not working, is it, your being here?
I never thought you'd actually tell me to leave.
Nor did I, but it's for the best.
I don't want to go. When do you want me to go?
There's no hurry. When you find someone else, a few days. I'm going into town now, Jenny. I'll see you later.
More wine?
Thank you, kind sir. How much is this little binge going to set you back, I ask myself.
10 quid's my limit. And then you're paying.
You can go off people, you know.
You know, I think every man in this place is jealous of me.
Oh?
because you're with me.
Mm-hmm. Flattery. Flattery will get you anywhere.
That's what I'm hoping.
Say on, kind sir.
Well, I don't fancy getting down on one knee. I haven't got a discreetly expensive jewellery box to flash at you. But apart from that, Miss Clarendon, may I humbly beg your hand in marriage?
I never thought you'd actually get round to asking.
Then you're saying yes?
No. I'm saying no. Sorry.
Suppose it's melodrama time, as you'd say. Is there anyone else?
You know there isn't.
It's lucky I didn't buy a ring then, isn't it?
Yes, it seems that it is.
Why, Jen?
Because you don't want me, Tom. You want a nice little wife who'll look after a nice little home for you and produce nice little kids.
I've thought about that. Doesn't matter to me. We can adopt.
It's not just that. It's too easy a thing to latch on to. It's a nice, safe, obvious explanation.
What then? Jenny?
I knew this was going to happen. Hello, I thought when you asked me to this place on the last day of term, hello, I said to myself, odd, you know, odd.
Oh, Christ's
sake. Don't be upset.
What do you expect me to be?
Can I have some more wine, please? Ah, Dutch courage. This girl's doing a far, far better thing. Needs to keep her strength up. Tom, I'm a college girl. I function best in a university environment, to coin a cliché. Where responsibilities don't seek you out, where all you have to do is attend lectures and write essays. It's a world I can exist in, because small, simple, well-defined. But once I leave, the future's a vast, murky area with no signposts, just mud and mist.
Jen, I'll be with you.
Fan offers to be a signpost.
Why not?
Because, my lover, you're not built for it. You need someone calm, capable, sensible.
I need you. You make me happy.
Oh, God, you don't need it either, do you? I'll be crying in a moment. I'm getting drunk. On emotion and booze, they're both pretty addictive.
Marry me, Jen, please.
No. It wouldn't work. Believe me, Tom, I know it wouldn't work.
It has worked?
Yes, at college where I could avoid meeting you when I felt depressed, where I always had someone to hide. I couldn't hide from you as a husband.
I wouldn't want you.
And that's what would destroy us. Had the best of this girl, my dinosaur. You've known her in all her sparkling glory. It's just mud and mist from now on for me and downhill all the way. The wine's good. I'm getting poetical. Drop the subject. It will go round in circles and both end up in tears. A fine way to finish the term. We'll have a nice evening and night and not talk about the future.
Do you love me?
Will your 10 quid stretch to more vino?
She's completely out.
Good.
She's not lying on her arm either.
Good. Well, what are we going to do tomorrow, Tom?
Tomorrow?
Yes, what are we going to do with her tomorrow?
I don't know. I hadn't thought. Take her to the hospital, I suppose, and then...
And then send her packing.
We'd better see how weak she is.
Has she any money?
I don't know.
I want her out of this house tomorrow. I don't want Claire to see her.
What?
She doesn't belong here. I want her cut out of our lives, Tom.
God, you hate her, don't you?
Yes.
But earlier...
I didn't want a scene. I didn't think she'd be here long. I tolerated her. No, I want her out. She's a destroyer. She feeds on emotion, her own and other people's.
No.
Oh, yes. She knew what she was doing, turning up here in that state, parading her vulnerability. She wants to squeeze us dry again.
She was desperate. She had nowhere else to turn.
And why not? It's been 6 years, Tom. 6 years. And she came to us. Why? because she's alienated everyone else. That woman is a cancer.
No, you're wrong.
Tom, I want her out of this house, please.
When she's stronger?
No, I don't want to see her. I'm not going to be contaminated again. She took my concern, my help, and she spat it at me. I don't care if she dies.
Well, I still care for her, Jill.
I know. We're not going to argue, Tom. Tomorrow I'll go out early with Claire. We'll leave straight after breakfast. We won't be back until the evening. If she's not gone, then I'm going with Claire. I will not live here while there is a trace of that woman in this house.
But if
have told you what I expect. I'm sorry to be so cold, but I know you, Tom. If I don't say this now, tomorrow she'll still be here and the day after.
What if she is? What a couple of days.
Don't think that I want to feel like this, but I do. I'm going to check on Claire.
Of course, she always sleeps like a log.
I'm going to check on Claire. You won't let me down, will you, Tom? Tom?
We must discuss this.
I see. I'm going to see Claire. We will not talk when I get back.
But Jill...
Stay away from me. Jenny? Hello, Jenny. Are you upstairs? Jenny? Jenny, are you in there? Are you all right?
Stay away from me.
What's wrong?
It's so dark.
What is?
The world. Inside me is void. Nothing.
Don't be silly.
Don't be silly, she says. Pull yourself together, she says. Stay away from me. This girl's not responsible.
I'll open the curtain. It's a lovely day outside.
No, Jill, no.
All right.
Everything is boiling over. I don't want to go. I must go. I don't know where to go. You shouldn't have come back. No, no.
Oh, Jenny.
Keep your body away from me.
Oh, come here.
No, stay away.
I know I've said some harsh things.
But no.
Come here. Come here, love.
You hit me. I hate you.
She'll be all right. The baby's lost, though.
I'm sorry. What inadequate words I say.
Premature labor brought on by... Why, Jen?
I couldn't take it anymore. I'm not built to look at other people's happiness at close range. Do you hate me?
No.
I wish you would. You should. You shouldn't leave me any prospect of a refuge. She'll hate me. She always will. Goodbye, Tom. I'm sorry.
We'll be back about 5, not before.
Yes, all right.
Where are we going?
I remember what I said last night. I still mean it.
Why aren't you coming with us, Daddy?
Daddy's got things to do here, darling. Bye, Tom.
Bye, Daddy.
Bye.
Hello, Tom.
Jenny. My God, Jenny.
Strange places where people do meet, eh? It's almost a cliche, Paddington Station. It was nearly as good as under the clock at Waterloo.
It's good to see you. What a coincidence. What are you doing here?
I've just arrived. Are you on your own?
Yes, I'm on my way home.
Oh.
Look, have you half an hour? My train doesn't go
yes,
until...
Yes, of course.
Let's have some coffee.
Well, if you don't mind, I prefer a drink.
Yes, why not? It really is good to see you.
And you. Super duper, one might say.
Yeah.
Jenny. Still up like a light. Check.
Blood.
Blood? Oh, God, what have you done?
I got married.
Oh. What's he like?
John? Oh, he's there. Monumentally there, one might say. A rather smug, totally worthy gentleman teacher. Short hair and a liking for informing everyone how he tamed 4C with a look.
Are you happy with him?
Oh, what's happiness, Tom?
What we had.
Those endless sunlit days, oh, they weren't real.
They were to me.
And me. Your wife, what's she like?
Jill? It's okay. Just the sort of woman you said I ought to marry. Efficient. Kind.
You name a virtue, she's got it.
Just about. Her father's my boss.
I imagine that helps no end, doesn't it?
A bit, yes.
Are you happy with her?
Yes, I think so.
The man doesn't sound too sure.
It was a rather quiet sort of happiness, very constrained, almost formal. There's no particular zing.
Not even in bed?
No, not especially.
It's funny we live so close.
Yes.
Would you care to start an affair?
No, I don't think so.
There's too much to lose.
Yes, I think there probably is now.
Well, I suppose that's one way of assessing a marriage, isn't it? I will have the same again, if you don't mind. Unfortunately, I'm only referring to drink.
Tom.
Well?
I'm sorry, she'd lost too much blood. There comes a point when even massive transfusions don't help. It was very quiet. She wouldn't have known what was happening.
Poor Jenny.
She must have woken up and taken the bandage off.
But you said she was in a stupor.
Oh, yes, but something must have disturbed her. Was there anything that might have done that last night?
No, I don't think so. A few noises when we went to bed, of course. And Jill went out to check on Claire.
Oh, maybe that was it. Only we'll never be able to tell.
Seems impossible.
It always does.
What?
Look, get yourself home. Get a decent drink inside you.
Yeah. Can I see her?
Yes. This way.
Here we are.
Oh, lovely. Well, cheers.
Cheers.
What are you thinking?
Oh, this girl's speculating on the nature of life. Profound thoughts. Remember our last evening together? Great melodrama in a restaurant.
Of course.
You proposing, me turning you down. Somewhat cheerful evening. Do you wish now that I had said yes?
Yes, I think so.
Says he with doubt in his voice. Mm-hmm. I often wondered why I said no. Barley sugar lollipop.
A what?
Slightly facile analogy with enormous holes in it. You are a sweet shop, Tom, in a high street. And it's raining outside, always raining. And I'm walking along, getting cold and wet. I look up. It looks like snow. No time to be outside. So I examine the shops, looking for a place where I can duck in for a bit of shelter. They're all away along the street. Dry cleaners, general store, greengrocers. I go into one or two, but see nothing that attracts me. And then I suddenly see a sweet shop. It's lit just right and looks very warm and cozy and safe inside. So I go in. And there you are, behind the counter. I like the look of this shop. All the goodies on display are attractive and nourishing, and you would start pulling out trays and trays of things. Sherbet bonbons, licorice all sorts, toffees, boxes of chocolates. It's all yours, you say. All yours. Just in case this analogy is getting too obscure, that's when you propose marriage. Now, I've been sampling all these sweets, chewing on a toffee, eating a bonbon. They all taste nice, but somewhere inside me a little voice is saying, I don't just want these for the rest of my life. What is it you want, I ask myself, and the little voice replies, I don't know, but ask him for a barley sugar lollipop, for want of a better name. So I ask you, kind sir, have you any barley sugar lollipops? And in reply,
You pull out more and more trays. Trays I've never seen before. Holding not just sweets, but food and furniture and... well, everything a girl needs to be content, but... no barley sugar lollipop. And I think that although I've never tasted one, it's what I need. I know, my little voice tells me that without this particular goodie, I'll never be satisfied, never be content. And I know that after a while, I might go and search for it somewhere else. So I ask you again. And after a while, you have to admit that you haven't got one. Nor do you know who manufactures them. So, with a great deal of regret and Dutch courage, I have to say I'm sorry and leave your beautiful sweet shop and go out again into the rain. But it's cold out there now. Very, very cold. Because while I've been with you in the warm, my resistance to rain and sleet has dropped. I need shelter. So I turn and look for your sweet shop again, but you've closed and moved away. Oh, a lot of the shops on the high street seem to have closed. And the pavement under my feet has turned to mud. The sky's open and it starts snowing. I pick a shop, almost at random, and back in. This shop belongs to John. I'm not sure what it sells. The lighting isn't very good, but I ask him, what can you give me? Everything I have, he says. Everything or nothing. I look over my shoulder through the door. The snow's really gusting now, and it's very, very dark and misty. The last thing I want to do is venture out again. So I say, okay. Oh, the actual words spoken were... I do. It's only after I've been in this shop for a while I realize I've moved into the dry cleaners. Drab, boring, dull and conventional. Which seems to close at periodic intervals, leaving me shivering and alone in the dark. And I realize I am here, stranded. Without ever having tasted my barley sugar lollipop, for want of a better name. Even if it's what I want. Oh, Jesus. The drink's making this girl loquacious. It must be nearly time for your train.
I'm sorry, Jim.
Makes two of us, doesn't it? I will buy a platform ticket and see you off.
Well, Tom?
You can come in.
How'd you get, Claire?
Hello, Daddy.
Run indoors and take your coat off, darling. I want to speak to Mummy.
We went to the zoo and saw lions and giraffes and...
In you go, darling. You can tell Daddy all about it later.
Oh. All right.
I went shopping today.
What about...
I had to buy blankets and sheets and a new mattress. You said you didn't want any trace of her left. The bandage came off. She bled all night. She's dead, Jill. She's at the hospital.
I'd better go in and start tea.
Is that all you can say?
I don't want to talk about it. Best not to talk about it.
Jill, did you...
Did I what?
Doesn't matter. Not now. As you said, best not talk about it.
Well, thanks for the drink, Tom.
I enjoyed it.
A bottle of wine and a bunch of grapes would have been better, but, well, there you are, as they say.
Well, I'd better get on.
Yes.
Look, do you fancy coming round sometime?
What, visiting?
Yes. You and John. Why not?
Why not indeed? Did I give you my number?
Yeah. I'll tell Jill and then give you a ring, shall I?
Yes, all right.
You'll like Jill. She's a very nice person.
Yes, I expect we'll have some really fun times together.
Well, until then.
Yes. Bye, Tom.
Bye. I'll see you in a week or so.
Yes, all right. I'll look forward to it.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye, my dinosaur. Goodbye.
Frances Jeser played Jenny, Sean Barrett, Tom, and Anna Cropper, Jill, in The Barley Sugar Lollipop by J.C.W. Brooke. Claire was played by Elizabeth Lindsay, John by David Timpson, and Andrew by Gordon Reed. The play was directed by Ian Cottrell.